Summit News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A judge has ordered the unsealing of a divorce case of a Georgia special prosecutor investigating former President Trump and others for alleged election fraud. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The judge ordered the unsealing of the divorce case involving special prosecutor Nathan Wade after requests brought by a defense attorney who alleges an inappropriate relationship between Wade and Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis. The judge has also put off a final decision on whether Willis will have to sit for questioning in the divorce case, but delayed her deposition that had been scheduled for Tuesday. Willis has not directly denied a romantic relationship with Wade. He heads the case into charges that former President Trump and 18 allies worked to overturn Trump's 2020 election loss in Georgia. I'm Norman Hall.
A case that could have an impact on parental responsibility will unfold tomorrow in Michigan. The parents of Oxford, Michigan school gunman Ethan Crumbly are set for trial on manslaughter charges this week. Crumbly killed four students at Oxford High School. Correspondent Ed White reports prosecutors say Ethan Crumbly's parents made a gun accessible to him, ignored his mental health needs, and declined to take him home when confronted with violent drawings on the day of the attack.
The jurors are going to hear that Ethan Crumbly's parents were actually summoned to the school just a few hours before this shooting occurred. One of Ethan Crumbly's teachers saw violent, disturbing images that he had written on a math assignment.
The parents will be tried separately with arguments in one or both cases set to begin tomorrow. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 138 points, the NASDAQ rose 49, the S&P 500 advanced 10, oil up to $75.19 a barrel. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world's getting worse.
At this point, it's almost not news to say that, but Open Doors USA is out with its annual World Watch List, and the numbers are worth considering. According to the new report, 365 million Christians suffer under high levels of persecution around the globe. Open Doors says one in seven Christians on earth are being persecuted, including one in five in Africa and two in five in Asia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups are assessing the landscape nearly 2 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned, with elections looming this fall. Since the high court decision, 14 states have begun enforcing bans on abortion throughout pregnancy. Two other states have bans that go into effect as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected about 6 weeks into pregnancy. However, abortion restrictions have also lost at the ballot box in Ohio, Kansas, and Kentucky. This is SRN News. A Japanese automaker that cheated on safety tests for decades does not expect to resume shipping cars anytime soon.
Daihatsu Motor Company is a subsidiary of automaking giant Toyota. The Japanese government ordered Daihatsu to halt production of its entire vehicle lineup after reports of bogus test results started to surface last year. And while no serious accidents have been reported in connection with the cheating, the news is raising serious questions about oversight at Daihatsu, and perhaps more importantly, at its corporate parent, Toyota. Rich Thomason reporting.
An accounting investigation is underway at Archer Daniels Midland, and the top financial executive at the agribusiness giant has been placed on administrative leave. The company postponed the release of its annual and quarterly financial reports that were scheduled for Tuesday. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.